We continue our learning of the Mishmas Davni Ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Menachos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Before we begin the Mishnah, just a word about Lavona, the frankincense, which is brought along and burnt on the Mizbech as well. Now, when Mincha is offered, it has to have a certain amount of Lavona. The Lavona is placed on top of the Mincha at the beginning, but when you do the Kmitza, so you have to push the Lavona. The Kohen pushes the Lavona off to the side, because we mentioned earlier, you can't have any Lavona in the Kmitza itself, even a part because it's chaser, it can only be flour. So it's pushed aside, he does the kmitza, and then after he takes that and puts it in the kli shares, he puts the lavona, brings it all together, and it puts the lavona on top of the kometz of flour that's in the kli shares. And then you burn them together on the mizbeach, if you don't burn the lavona, so it's not going to be kosher. So the Mishnah says the following. I'm going to discuss the fact that we have these two matirim. The kometz is matir, the carbon, it has to be burnt, but the lavona also has to be burnt. That's another matir that makes the carbon kosher, and is matir the shiraim to be eaten. So what's the relationship between the two with respect to the intent of chutz lismano, which normally makes it pigal? Says the Mishnah, hakometz es amincha lechol shiareha, ola haktir kumtzala machar, moder Rabbi Yossi bazeh shu pigal v'chayoven alav kares. We mentioned Rabbi Yossi's name because he's going to have a specific opinion regarding Lavona in a moment. That which we just said, we know already from the previous Mishnah. But Kohen, he does the Kemitza, and he, with in mind, to eat the Shirayim, or to be makter the Kometz tomorrow, classic chutz lizmano. So everyone agrees, Rabbi Yossi will admit, and we'll see who Rabbi Yossi is, that that makes it pigel, and you chayev kares if you eat it. But here's where Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Lahakdir Lavona Salamachar. Let's say the Kohen, as he's doing the Avoda, he begins his Avoda by doing the Kemitza, which as we know is the equivalent of the Shechita of an animal. He does the Kemitza with in mind that he's going to be Maktir the Lavona tomorrow. So he does the Kemitza, he takes out, and he has in mind, I'm going to be Maktir the Lavona tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi Omer Pasalve Monkaris. This is going to be puzzle, but it's not rendered pigel. Why not? What is here? He has in mind to be makta the lavona tomorrow while he did the kmitza. So the answer is that we have to think about these two matirim. When we speak about this particular carbon mincha, so we have the kometz, which is one of the matirim, the fact that you have to burn it on the mizbech, but the lavona is also a matir. And here, what he has in mind as he's doing the kmitza, he has in mind, which is burning that is going to be one of the matirim, he has in mind as he's doing that, it is going to be burning the other matir tomorrow. And Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that ein matir mefagel es hamatir. Which means Rabbi Yossi holds, we'll see Chacham disagree, if you have a carbon that has two matirim, and in this case, it's the burning of the kometz and the burning of the lavona. If you have an intent during one of the matirim, while you're performing the avoda of the other one of the other matirim, you cannot make it pigel. That's what's known again as ein matir mefagel matir. So if as he's doing the kmitza of the flour, the kohen has in mind he's going to burn the lavona, which is the other matir tomorrow, it does not make it pigel. Nonetheless, the Mishnah doesn't say it's kosher. It says it's possible even on kares. That's a din derabanan. Din derabanan, we have it. Why? Because you could easily mix this up where a person, let's say, has intent to burn the kometz itself tomorrow. That would really make it into pigel. Now, the fact that a person performs let's say he does the kmitza while he intends, and during that time he has intention to burn the kmitza tomorrow, that does make it pigel, even according to Rabbi Yossi, because that kavana. And the kavana on the kmitza and the act of burning the kmitza involves the same matir. So that's fine. You can have, during one matir, the same matir, you have the kavana shechutz lizmano of that same matir as I'm doing in the kmitza, I have in mind to burn this kmitza tomorrow. That's fine. That's the same matir. So that can make pigel. But if it's a different matir, ein matir mefagel matir. That was the rule of Rabbi Yossi. V'chachamim omim Pigul, the chayiv of kares, I disagree. It's pigul, and you are chayiv kares. Where once again, as he is doing the kmita, he has in mind to be matir the lavona tomorrow. They hold. It sounds like they hold that one matir cannot be mefagel one matir. So that's actually not true. We'll see later that chachamim do hold that one matir. Cannot be mefagel the other matir. So why would it be true over here? So the answer is the chachamim must hold that, and the Mishnah will explain this in a little bit, that since the Lavona is placed in the Kli Shareis with the Kometz, although when I do the Kometz initially, I have to move the Lavona to the side and the Lavona is not part of the Kmitza, nonetheless, I put it back on the Kli Shareis, that's all one matir, it's all one entity, and that would be like having in mind when I do the Kmitza to burn the Kmitza tomorrow. That makes it Pigel. So the same thing if you have in mind as you're doing the Kmitza to burn the Lavona tomorrow. That's all the same matir. It's not one matir and a different matir. It's all the same entity. And in fact, the Chachamim wonder, according to Rabbi Yossi, Amrulo, Ma Shana Zomin Azevach. Why is this any different than when it comes to a carbon? Person who shechs the carbon with in mind to be matir the emurim chutz lizmano, the carbon is pigul. So why? What should be the problem? I have a zevach. You have in mind to be matir. Well, have as you do in the shechita, the emurim. I'm going to burn them tomorrow. What's the difference? I'm going to say there's a big difference. Shehazevach domo. When it comes to a zevach, domo uvesaro ve'emurav echad. When it comes to a zevach, it's all one entity: the dam, the basar, and the emurim. It's all one entity, and therefore, since there it's all one entity, this is not one matir and a different matir. You have in, as you're doing the avoda on one matir, you have in mind the chutzlis mano machshava intent on a different matir. It's all one matir. The zevach, the shechita of the animal, I have in mind as you're doing the shechita, I'm going to sprinkle the blood tomorrow. That's all one entity. I have in mind as I'm doing the zrika, I'm going to eat from the korban tomorrow. The animal, it's all part of the same animal. But a lavona, einam and amincha. Says Rabbi Yossi, the lavona is not the same part, it's not the same min, it's not the same species of the mincha. It's not one body. It's the kometz is from flour. The lavona is frankincense. They're two completely different entities. Of course, the chachamim would disagree with that and consider it all one entity as well. Perek beis, mishnah beis. Shachat shnei chavasim, continuing this theme. Shachat shnei chavasim. Person who shechs one of the kavasim of atzeres. We've mentioned this in the past several times that along with the shtei halechem on Shavuos, we bring two kavasim of shlamim, the kifsei atzeres, which actually have the status of kachay kachim. And a person shechted the two kavasim rather of atzeres with in mind, he's going to eat le'echol achas min achalos lemochi. He's going to eat one of the shtei alechem tomorrow. This bana shtei alechem is only liyom v'layla, only for that day and a night. So having him on tomorrow is chutz lizmana. So, and as you do the shechita, once you do the shechita, then the shtei halechem become mutter to eat. So the shechita, the two kvasim, are the matir of the shtei halechem. So as he's shechting the two kvasim, he has the money, he's going to eat one of the chalos tomorrow. But one of the chalos. Or, hiktir shnei bazichim, let's say he takes the two bazichim of Lavona. These are the bowls of frankincense, unrelated to the regular karba mincha we've been discussing, but rather the lechem apanim, were 12 loaves of matzah, which were changed every Shabbos, and there are two siddurim, arranged in two separate sections of the shulchan, six and six. So, and the two bazichei levona were placed on the shulchan, and you will maktir them on Shabbos. And when you were maktir, when you burn the lavona, those frankincense, those bowls of frankincense, then the Kohen were able to eat from the lechem apanim. So at the time that he was maktir the two bowls of frankincense, he had in mind, lechol echol min hasdarim lamacher. I'm going to eat one of the arrangements, literally, one of the six sections, one of the sides of the shulchan, which is six of the chalos, six of the matzos, I'm going to eat tomorrow after Shabbos. Shalom bezmano, that's a classical bezmano. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, says Rabbi Yossi, osa hachala, that one chala of the two halachim, which is what he had in mind to eat chutz lizmano. Ve'oso haseder, in that section of the shulchan, of those six matzos, shechishe v'olav, that you had the machshav chutz lizmano upon, that's what you had in mind, Pigul v'chayovin olav kares. It's going to be rendered pigul and yichayv kares for that machshav achos l'zman. If you eat it, not for the machshav, yichayv if you eat it. V'hasheni, but the other of the shtei halechem, which you didn't have in mind to eat tomorrow, or the other ma'aracha of the lechem apan, or the other six chalos, pasul but vein mo kares. Why? Because another example of the same phenomenon, the machshava of pigul of one is not going to render the other one pigul. Now, this is not exactly like the previous mission. The previous mission, we were speaking about two matirin. The lavon is a matir, and the komets is a matir. We're not speaking about the matirin here. Here, we're speaking about the things that are actually you're going to eat afterwards. This is not that which renders everything else kosher to be able to eat, but rather, this is that which is subject to be eaten. So, nonetheless, Rabbi Yosef is consistent with the idea that we can separate. And we can say the following. Since his machshava was only with respect to one of the two chalos of the shtei alechem, or one of the two sections of the shulchan, that is the only part for which you're going to be chayv kares if you eat it, because that's what you had in mind. But v'chachamim omrim, zev zev pigul, v'chayv alav kares. No, both are rendered pigul, both lechem, and the two sedar melev ha'panim are considered one guf, one body, one entity, and if one becomes pigul, the other one becomes pigul as well. The first one point out that the Mishnah here, according to the Chachamim, although it sounds like we're going one of the two of the Shtei Alechem, six of the 12 Chalos, one arrangement versus two arrangements. Let's say he had in mind Chutz Lizmano, he's going to eat one of the 12 Chalos, or a piece of, or kezayis of one of the Shtei Halechem. So would we view them, what would the Chachamim say then? So that would be a bigger chiddush. According to the Chachamim, we would view that as well as the entire thing, zev zev pigul v'chayv adol of kares. It would be considered pigul and v'chayv kares, because at the end of the day, it's a kezayis, and of a whole group. We look at the whole group together. One chala, you had in mind pigul on one of the chalas of the 12, all 12 become pigul. V'chayv pigul for eating any one of the 12. So the chiddush then is according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who says that we don't view it as one entity, that we do separate them out. The chiddush is that we don't view it as one entity, even if it's a full loaf of the two loaves or one sixth of the 12 chalas. I would have said, according to Rabbi Yossi, I get that you want to separate one challah from the other 12, but once it's six out of the 12, isn't that basically you have already half two of the shtei alechem? Okay, it should include all the shtei alechem. Apparently, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, that which is pigul is pigul. That which you didn't have in mind is not pigul. Then the Mishnah says nitmeis achas min achalos. Let's say one of the two of the shtei alechem of atzeres of shruis becomes tamei. Oh, echad min asdarim, or one of the arrangements of lechem havanim, six of the 12 matzos become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shneim yetzu leveis hasreifa. Same idea. Both will go, it's similar to what the Chachamim held. Both are going to be burnt and are considered, we have to consider tamei, she'ein karban sibur chaluk. We can't divide a karban sibur. If half becomes pasul, the whole thing becomes pasul. And this was a tradition that he received from his rebbeim that he believes. So he extends that which the Chachamim say regarding pigul to tuma. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say hatamei b'tumaso v'ator yochal. That which is tamei, you take out to the base of strefa. But that which is tor, that is something that could be eaten. Even the Chachamim agree to that. Although by pigul we view it as all one entity. By tuma, you don't burn that which doesn't become tamei. The Gemara says and limits this machlokas. It says that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim only argue when one of the chalos became of shtei alechem became tamei before you did the zrikas hadam of the kvasim of the shtei kvasim of the shavuos karbanos of those shlom. Or let's say one of the sedarim became tamei, one of the six arrangements became of the six chalos of one of the sides of the shulchan became tamei before you burnt the bazich and the frankincense on the mizbech, which is the matir of them. They became tamei before. But so that's where Rabbi Yehuda would say you have to burn the whole thing. Because after all, they became tamei all the way from the beginning, even before the zrikas hadam, even before the haktaras habazichin. But let's say you did the zrika already. You did, you burnt the frankincense already. You did the zrika of the shtei alechem. You did the burning of the frankincense for the lechem upon him. So then, only then it became tamei. So then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that all you have to burn is that which is tamei, and that which is Torah you're able to eat.